The tortuous uncertainty for Australians Myuran Sukumaran and the Reverend Andrew Chan continues as they await death on a prison island off Java. The Indonesian government has delayed their executions to allow legal challenges to exhaust, but President Joko Widodo remains strongly in support of the death penalty. And yet Widodo, who's also known as Jokowi, is arguing for mercy for almost 400 Indonesians facing execution in other countries. Could this inconsistency jeopardise their chances of clemency? Endi Bayuni is a senior editor at the Jakarta Post. Does he think Jokowi recognises this apparent double standard?
Well, I don't know whether he was aware at the time when he made the decision, but I think he now became aware that there are more than 200 Indonesians actually on death row, mostly in Malaysia and in Saudi Arabia. And when he spoke to the Brazilian president and the Dutch king, he explained that, you know, I can understand why you are requesting for compassion. I would do the same because as a president of Indonesia, it is my obligation to try to save my own citizens abroad who are on death penalty. But I don't think he see the contradiction. He justified the executions in Indonesia based on the fact that he had just declared a war against drug abusers. When he turns to the Saudi king or the Malaysian prime minister and asks for the clemency for Indonesians on death row, because on what ground is he going to appeal? Would be compassion, and then the prime minister of Malaysia or the Saudi king would turn back and say, "Well, what compassion? You didn't show any compassion to people who you executed yourself." It undermines his own ability to act on behalf of Indonesians on death row abroad.
Andy, in Australia, there has been a multi-faith appeal for mercy for the two Australians on death row, Andrew Chan and Myuran Sukumaran. We've had Australian religious leaders, the Grand Mufti, also the Catholic Archbishop. Has there been any comment at all about this case, about the many cases on death row in Indonesia from Indonesia's religious leaders?
There was a Catholic pastor who spoke up very strongly against death penalty and criticized President Jokowi for basically committing murder against these people. But, he was a lone voice. And I think among the Islamic community, the major religious leaders, they're actually endorsing the executions of people who are convicted for drug abuses. But I would say that they don't represent all the Muslims in Indonesia. There are many people who also are against death penalty, but for some reason their voice has not been raised or heard enough.
Yes, I mean, you've said in your columns that while some Indonesian religious leaders would be willing to support the death penalty, it's clear that their religious principles, the religious principles that underline Indonesia's civic culture, are very compelling in opposing the death penalty.
Well, I'm arguing that it should be. Many religious leaders say that death penalty is recognized in Islam and, in fact, in most other religions. But what I'm trying to argue is that, sure, the religion recognizes death penalty, but religion also encourages compassion. In Islam, it's called Rahmani. When it comes to religion, there is a very strong reason why the execution should not take place, because in Islam, and I think also in most other religions, you're encouraged to show compassion and mercy, and this is not happening in Indonesia yet.
Yes. Has there been a sectarian split on this? I mean, you mentioned the Indonesian Catholic priest. We also saw President Jokowi's former deputy, who's now the governor of Jakarta. That's a man nicknamed Ahok. He's a Christian. He's come out against the death penalty. Has there been a sectarian split?
No, even within the Christian and Catholic communities, there are people who actually endorse the death penalties. Within the faith, people are also divided. The only problem is that I think we still not heard fully or not loud enough from the people who are opposed to death penalty. Mm. The public opinion is driven by emotion. It's dominated by people who want to see these executions take place.
Well, one voice that we have been hearing has been your voice. I mean, you've been pretty scathing of your president. Now, you've always had a reputation as a courageous journalist, but I mean, you've even asked whether Jokowi has any compassion. I mean, that's pretty tough.
Well, that's the whole point about this execution. Where is the Jokowi that we voted back in July last year. Someone who is very down to earth, someone who is very humble, someone who is genuine. We had assumed that compassion would be part of the package. But I think with his decision to execute all 64 people on death row, that's not compassion. I would have thought someone in his position with the discretion and the prerogative to grant clemency should know better and should look at individual cases. Someone should have told him, someone close to him should have said, look, wait, you may want to consider before you make the decision. But no one did that. Only just recently, 2 weeks ago, his former governor of Jakarta, who's now the governor of Jakarta, went up to see the president and said, look, I'm against death penalty and I think we should not go ahead with the execution. That's only one person. We should see more and more person to talk to the president. He's a good man, but he needs good advice from good people, people with compassion, just to remind him, look, it's simply wrong to take the life of other people. There are other ways of dealing with drug abuses, but taking the life is not one of them.
It does raise the ethical issue, though, of whether you try to advance an image of strength by executing prisoners, or whether you take on the corruption that people like you have written about that's still very problematic in Indonesian society.
Yeah, he could have declared war against corruption, and I think that would have gone down well among the public. He could have declared war against terrorism. I don't mind him declaring a war against drug abuses, because I think drug abuse is a big problem in Indonesia. But whatever war you declare, I think when it comes to the question of taking the lives of other people, I think you want to reconsider that and look at the cases. Some of the executions may be justifiable, but at the very least, give them a fair hearing, give them a good chance, which this didn't happen.
Endy Bayuni, senior editor at the Jakarta Post, former editor-in-chief of that newspaper. Endy has had a reputation for many years as a very courageous journalist. Endy, thank you very much for coming back to the Religion and Ethics Report.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yes, and this is Andrew West.